really get to see the strength of the company, the diversity of the company, and the whole company.
Joffrey Ballet Artistic Director Ashley Weeter says the company is thrilled to be back in New Orleans with a full complement of dancers.
You know, the last time the Joffrey was in New Orleans, we were supposed to come there to do Romeo and Juliet, and then Katrina hit. And so a very small part of the company came down to do a benefit. And so this will be the first time that the company has been back as a company and put on a full evening program.
A program of three complete works, all exploring relationships. It opens with choreographer Ed Liang's Age of Innocence, set to the music of Philip Glass and Thomas Newman.
And what he tried to show was how we take emotions, physical, romantic, passionate, spiritual, and make that a physical part of our movement. So it's a stunning piece for the company. It shows a very gentle romance. It shows four men that are kind of out on the town, and then it has this very passionate pas de deux where the woman is as strong as the man. His inspiration was that he had always loved Jane Austen's novels and how men and women were introduced to each other through social dancing, or it was an arranged ball, and so he set it in a very contemporary way. There is a formality in the beginning of the piece about men and women coming to a place to greet and meet, but then within that, you go off into little vignettes of emotion and passion and
choreographer Val Canaparoli's work, Incantations, which just premiered in Chicago, takes audiences to a spiritual place with the music of Alexander Rabinovich.
Incantations is a prayer, and so I think Alexander Rabinovich said that it was a panting breath stretched over one long breath, and the choreography very much reflects the music. It is just a drive, tour de force.
The third work by iconic choreographer Jerome Robbins, his 1970s classic, In the Night, follows the relationships of three couples under a night sky and stars set to Chopin's Nocturnes.
It's three pas de deux and then there's a fourth movement, and it starts with a very young, very simple romance. And then the second pas de deux is a couple that have maybe been married for years and they have huge respect for each other. And whatever happens, you know they're going to continue. And the third one is out and out, I love you, I hate you, but I love you. And so it's really stunning work. You know, Jerry Robbins was an amazing man. I mean, he was such a huge contributor to the ballet world, having been the resident choreographer at New York City Ballet with George Balanchine. But I think most people know of Jerome Robbins for West Side Story, Fiddler on the Roof. He did so many musicals as well as ballets. And I think that when it comes to what we consider to be like pure neoclassicism, In the Night is a great reflection of Robbins and the sheer simplicity and beauty of the work.
Romance, passion, and dance come alive as the New Orleans Ballet Association presents the Joffrey Ballet in a program featuring 35 dancers and three masterworks. Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Mahalia Jackson Theater for the Performing Arts. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.